Welcome to Torati Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcher. Today we're going to be studying Mishlei Perek Gimel. And in line with the theme of the previous two chapters, this perek also has a lot of psukim about the value of Torah, the value of Torah wisdom. And some of these psukim are very familiar. We say them at different points in davening, or they've been made into songs. So here are some of the famous psukim. So in psukim Aleph and Beis, we have Bni, Torasi al Tishkach umitzvosai yitzar li becha. My son, do not forget my Torah teachings, and let your heart keep my mitzvahs. Ki oirech yomim ushnois chayim v'shalom yosif olach. For these teachings of Torah mitzvahs, they will add length of days, they will add years of life, and they will add peace and tranquility to you. And then another famous pasuk in this parak is pasuk Yitzayin. Derachea darchei noyam v'chol nisivoseha shalom. Its ways, the ways of Torah, are ultimately ways of pleasantness, and all of its pathways are peace. And then another famous pasuk Etches, Etz Chaim hi lemachazikim ba b'simcha me'osher. Torah is a tree of life to those who hold on to it, and whoever supports it, whoever keeps the Torah, is happy. Now today I'd like to focus on two sets of psukim in this parak that each have a different sub-theme. The first set is about our relationship with Hashem, bin Adam l'makom, and the second set is about our relationship with people, bin Adam l'chaveru. So the first set, about our relationship with Hashem, trust Him, know Him, fear Him, honor Him, begins with Pasuk Hei. So it says, B'tach el Hashem b'chol libecha. Trust in Hashem with all your heart, v'el binoscha al tisha'in, and do not rely on your own understanding. Meaning, even when the path of Torah doesn't necessarily seem right to you, doesn't necessarily make sense to you, you should rely on Hashem rather than relying on your own wisdom. And this perhaps relates back to our definition of chachma in the first parak, right? That sometimes what seems intuitively good or makes sense or feels like the right thing is not necessarily the right thing. So Shlomo HaMelech tells us, don't rely on your own intuition or your own interpretation, but rather make sure that you're guided by Torah wisdom. And in the next pasuk, pasuk vav, b'chol derachecha de'eho, in all of your ways know Him, V'hu yiyasher archeisecha, and He will make your path smooth. And I'd like to elaborate on these words, b'chol derachecha de'eho. In the Rambam Shmoneh Prakim, his introduction to Pirkei Avos, he explains that everything that we do in our lives can be a mechanism to become closer to Hashem. We don't live separate lives. We don't live one spiritual life, which is enacted in shul and when we go to a shir, and another life, a physical life, which is enacted when we're at work, when we're doing our jobs, when we're eating, when we're playing sport, and so on. He says that everything we do, all physical activities, eating, sleeping, he discusses listening to music, going to the gym, even renovating your home, they're not separate to the goal of coming close to Hashem. They're not even peripheral, they're not neutral, but they can actually be a part of the goal of becoming close to Hashem, which is an unbelievable idea, an amazing idea. If something contributes to our health or our mental health, it helps us in our goal of becoming closer to Hashem. The Rambam even discusses how studying secular studies, which makes a person into a thinker, can be part of that goal of becoming close to Hashem. And he brings three proofs. One proof is from the Torah, where it says, V'ahavtes Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol moedecha, love Hashem with all your heart, your soul, and even your money. Every single aspect in your life can be a part of that goal of loving Hashem and becoming close to Hashem. And the second proof he brings is from Tanakh, it's from Mishlei, it's our pasuk over here, b'chol derachecha de'eho. Know Hashem in all your ways, in every part of your life, you can know Hashem. And the final proof he brings is from Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Yod Beis, v'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. All of your deeds should be for the sake of heaven. Which, by the way, is not a midas chasidus, it's not like an extra nice thing, but it's actually a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that everything that we do has to be l'shem shamayim. And I heard Rabbi Hartman explain this in the name of Rav Hupna. And he said that our relationship with Hashem as Jewish people is fundamentally different to the relationship between Hashem and the rest of the nations. He says the relationship between Hashem and the rest of the nations is almost like tax. They have seven mitzvahs that they have to fulfill. And after they fulfill their seven mitzvahs, then they're free with the rest of the time to do whatever they want. In the same way that you pay tax on a certain amount of your income, and after you've paid that tax, you can do whatever you want with your money. No one's standing over you saying you have to spend it like this, or you rather should spend it like that. Once you've given your tax, you're free to do what you want with it, right? Explains Rav Hartman, our relationship with Hashem is not like paying tax. It's not like we have 613 mitzvahs to do, And once we've done those 613 mitzvahs, once we've fulfilled our obligations, then the rest of our time is free to do whatever we want with. It's not like that at all. Our entire lives are lives of service. Every single action can be something that brings us closer to Hashem, that can bring something that is godly, can be something that is spiritual, even if it seems like a physical mundane action. B'chol derechecha de'ehu, know him in all of your ways. And this is a very, very empowering idea because it means that with the right intentions, if we have the right mindset, we can bring Hashem into every single area of our lives. Then in Pasuk Tes, Mishle continues with Kabed es Hashem mehoinecha. Honor Hashem with your wealth, with your possessions, Umereshis kol tevuasecha, and with the first fruits of all your produce. We honor Hashem also in monetary ways, right? We give tzedakah, we make donations to the Mishkan when there's a Mishkan, separating Truma and Maisa. Now Rashi says on this Pasuk, don't read it as mehoinecha from your wealth, but rather read it as migroincha. He exchanges the hay for a gimel from your throat, meaning whatever Hashem has given you, if he's given you a pleasant voice, then use your throat, use your pleasant voice to honor Hashem. Kabed es Hashem migroincha. Honor Hashem with your voice. And I think this links back to the previous pasuk of B'chol derechecha de'ehu, that everything in your life has possibility in it to do something positive and to connect you more to Hashem, to make your life more holy. Every talent, every gift, a good voice, creativity, being good with numbers, being a good listener, everything has within it a possibility for closer relationship to Hashem, to honor Hashem, to know Hashem in all your ways and in all of your interactions. And this requires a certain degree of self-knowledge because you need to be able to identify this gift and then figure out how can you use this gift in your avodas Hashem. Is there a way you can volunteer to help someone with this gift or skill? How can this be a way in which you are mekayem this kabed es Hashem migroincha, honor Hashem with your skills, with your talents, with your gifts? And to summarize this subsection, there's an amazing Gemara in Chagiga that asks, who's going to testify you after 120? Who's going to come and give evidence about the kind of life that you lived and the kind of person that you are after 120 years old? And the Gemara answers, it's the walls of your home. The walls of your home, they observed you all the time. They didn't just observe you when you were in shul or when you were in a shir, but they observed all your regular behaviors. And the walls of your home see how do you spend your whole life, all your mundane, physical, ordinary interactions, how did they move you closer towards a life of meaning and of purpose? And now let's look at a few psukim with advice for relationships between Adam and Chaveiro, starting with Pasuk Kaf Zayin. So it says, Al timna toiv mi ba'olav. Don't withhold good from someone who deserves it. V'yos le'el yodcha la'asos, while you have the power to do it for him. And Rashi explains on this pasuk, this is talking about making the most of opportunities. While you still have the capacity to give, while you still have the capacity to do for others, give, do. Don't withhold good from someone who needs it. Al timna tov mi ba'olav. Don't withhold tzedakah from a poor person. While you still have the power to give tzedakah, v'yos le'el yodcha la'asos, while you still can, then you should, because chas v'shalom, perhaps a day will come when you don't have the power, when you don't have the capacity. And we always hope that we'll be on the side of the givers. We always hope that we'll have the possibility to give, whether it's money, whether it's physical strength, whether it's emotional strength. But we never know what life's going to bring, and things can change. So Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, make the most of opportunity. Give while you still can, because you don't know that you're always going to be able to do so. And then in Pasuk Kaf Ches, the same kind of theme continues, and he says, Al taimar l'reyacha leich v'shuv, u'machar etein v'yeshitach. Don't say to your friend, go and come back again tomorrow, and then tomorrow I'll give it to you. And Rashi says that this refers to paying the wages of a hired worker, that we have to pay them on the day that they work for us. But the simple translation, the pshat of the Pasuk, and this is from Rav Steinsaltz, is that when someone asks you for something, don't say, go, come back tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, I'll think about it. If you have the possibility to give it now, then give it now rather. You know, sometimes when someone asks us for something, be it a favor or to borrow something or for us to give them something, we don't say yes right away. Sometimes we just don't feel like saying yes right away. We're not so willing to help, or we're feeling a bit lazy, or Rav Steinsaltz says that maybe You even want to play hard to get on purpose so that the person who's asking you for the favor will see that it's actually very hard for you, and then they'll be more appreciative when you actually do give it to them, right? But this pasuk is saying, be the kind of person who says yes straight away. If there isn't a specific reason why you have to think about it, or why you have to say no, why you have to delay, then just say yes immediately. Yes, I will make a meal. Yes, I will do your carpool. Yes, I will lend you my car. Don't say, come back to me tomorrow. Leich, vashuv, v'machar etein. Don't say, I'll give it to you tomorrow when you come back to me. Be the kind of person who says yes straight away. And then finally, the Malbim reads these last two psukim as a mashal. Remember, Mishle is a book of mashalim, analogies, not to be taken at face value. And the Malbim reads it not as about referring to a relationship between a friend or another person, but about the relationship between you and your neshama. So he explains as follows, Al timna tov mi ba'olav, don't withhold good from someone who deserves it, b'yos la'el yodcha la'asos, while you still have the power to do it for him. The Malbim says that this is referring to don't deny your neshama the opportunity for good. Our neshamas deep down, they crave to be more, they crave to connect more. Don't silence the voice of your neshama. Don't deny your neshama this opportunity for greatness. Give it access, give it the opportunity for the greatness that it's craving. The Malbim doesn't read this as doing chesed for another person, but he reads it as do chesed for your neshama. And then the next pasuk that we read, Al taima l'reyacha leich v'shov o'machar etein v'yeshitach. Don't say to your friends, come back again, I'll give it to you tomorrow, when you actually could be giving it to them now. Says the Malbim, not only should you not deny your neshama the opportunities that it's craving and that it's begging you for, but also don't tell it come back tomorrow. Don't put it off for another day. Don't starve your neshama when you have the capacity to feed it today. Don't say, I'll help it another time, I'll take care of it at some point. While you're able, while you have capacity, that's the time to feed your soul. Take on that extra share, take on that extra tefillah, take on that extra chesed that you've been thinking about, that you've considering, do it today. So in this parak, we've actually covered advice from Shlomo HaMelech in the three major areas of our lives, min adam l'makom, between man and Hashem, where we discussed how everything can be an opportunity to make our lives more spiritual and more meaningful and to connect and to honor Hashem. And we also discussed Shlomo HaMelech's advice for relationships between man and man. So give to people while you still can, because you don't know if you will always be able to, and be the kind of person who says yes right away. And finally, we also discuss relationships between man and himself, min adam l'atzmai. Give your neshama while you still can. Don't deny your soul the opportunity for growth, for spirituality, that your neshama craves and that your neshama deserves. Thank you for studying together in the merit for Refuah Shleima for your Nina Simmer bas Daphne Hinder and all the wounded members of Tzahal, amongst all those others who are ill amongst Klal Yisrael. Sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.